Sundridge Town Councillor Luke Preston wants to get ahead of any nuisance bear issues this year. He wants Sundridge, Strong, and Jolie to work together on educating the public and providing homeowners with training resources on bear management. Preston says this keeps people safe and allows bears to be managed humanely and sustainably. Preston told a January 30th Tri-Council meeting of the three municipalities that bear management is crucial for fostering safe coexistence between humans and bears, especially in rural Ontario where bears may venture into towns or onto private properties. The organization Bear With Us is dedicated to the rehabilitation and release of black bears, and Preston says it helps the public understand bear behavior. Preston adds Bear With Us has effective management strategies. He says the organization's website contains information on understanding black bears, orphaned and injured bears, and coexistence between people and bears. Preston says according to the website, bears are afraid of things they have not seen or encountered in the past. They usually go up trees to feel safe, he told the Tri-Council meeting attendees. The site also addresses keeping bear attractants to a minimum, like securing garbage and removing bird feeders during active bear seasons. The point about attractants is one the Ministry of Natural Resources also makes under its BearWise program, and it lists comprehensive guidelines to prevent bear encounters. The MNR says in addition to keeping garbage in bear-resistant containers, put household garbage out during the morning of collection day. To further reduce bear encounters within a populated area, the MNR says to avoid putting meat, fish and sweet foods into compost piles. If you own fruit trees, pick the ripe fruits and promptly pick up the fallen fruits. We're still some way off before the start of barbecue season, but the ministry suggests cleaning the grill after each use because the leftover food particles are a wildlife attractant. In non-emergency situations, Preston says the BearWise phone number to report nuisance bear activity is 1-866-514-2327. Parry Sound Muskoka candidates running for provincial office in the riding have opinions on how they would approach the nuisance bear issue. Matt Richter of the Green Party said he appreciates Count Luke Preston's initiative to address the nuisance bear issue early. Richter says, Ontario needs a long-term, evidence-based strategy for coexisting with wildlife, rather than reactive policies, adding he agrees with a proactive approach. The Green Party supports science-based wildlife management that prioritizes public safety while protecting biodiversity, Richter said. Preventing human-bear conflicts starts with reducing attractants. Richter says public education is important, and he adds the province needs to invest in non-lethal management strategies. Richter says this includes expanding BearWise programs and improving habitat conservation to keep bears in the wild and out of communities. Brandon Nixie of the New Blue Party told Almaguin News he stands for a balanced approach to black bear management that focuses on coexistence, community empowerment, and safety. Nixie says it's important to educate the public about bear behavior and safe coexistence practices. He says this includes guidance on proper waste management to avoid attracting bears. Nixie also supports regulated black bear hunting as a legitimate wildlife management strategy. He says this helps control bear populations in areas where they become a nuisance, thereby reducing human-bear conflicts. Nixie believes in working closely with the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry to tailor bear management strategies that respect both human safety and wildlife conservation. Empowering local municipalities like Sundridge, Strong, and Jolie to take proactive steps in managing bear encounters is crucial, he said. This includes support for local regulations and initiatives that might include hunting permits or community-led programs. I endorse policies that prevent bears from becoming accustomed to human food sources, which involves strict enforcement against feeding wildlife and ensuring secure waste management. Nixie says by empowering local communities, supporting responsible hunting practices, and promoting education and preventive measures, it's possible to minimize human-bear encounters while maintaining ecological balance. Jim Rönnholm, who represents the NDP, says the MNR has been decimated over the last few decades. Rönnholm says he can't point directly to any particular cut that's impacted the nuisance bears issue, but having a much reduced workforce means less ability to respond to matters like nuisance bears. Rönnholm says it's the MNR that can help with this issue, but it needs the ability to respond to nuisance bear situations. The candidates representing the Progressive Conservatives, the Ontario Liberal Party and the Ontario Party did not respond by the deadline. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter with Almaguin News. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.